It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. State lawmakers are preparing for state agency budget cuts. And on Friday, Governor Kim Reynolds' Revenue Estimating Conference revised its estimate on tax receipts this year. IPR State House correspondent Joyce Russell is with us, as she is most Mondays, to talk about the week ahead at the Capitol. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning, Clay.
All right, these estimates aren't always where they are expected to be. Where do things stand?
Well, there was a little bit of good news for the state budget on Friday. As you know, the REC meets periodically to estimate how much money in taxes is going to be collected. And this time they revised their estimates up compared to their estimate in December. That means a little more money to spend this year. This was good news in particular because they could have revised it downward. So there was a lot of interest in this, a larger than normal crowd in the room this time.
Any indication of what this will mean for budget cuts at this point?
Well, there is still this package of cuts out there for the Regents Universities, Human Services, Courts, Corrections, and others. The legislature has been waiting to pull the trigger on that, just waiting for this latest estimate. Mm-hmm. So at the very least, they shouldn't have to make deeper cuts. And it is possible that some of those cuts could be trimmed back some. Representative Pat Grassley, who chairs the Appropriations Committee in the House, said he now knows just what cuts are really necessary, so they should be acting on those soon.
From cuts to taxes, will what we've learned influence the governor or legislature's hunger to cut taxes?
Well, the governor's tax cut plan doesn't kick in unless revenues reach a certain amount. They call that a trigger. So it's sensitive to whether the state can afford tax cuts. The Senate plan, not so much, but we should say that those two approaches are a long way from being reconciled right now.
Let's talk about the director of human services, Jerry Foxhoven. Democrats who do not control either the House or Senate are delaying Foxhoven's confirmation. Let's remember here, why is he under fire right now?
Well, there are a number of reasons why Senate Democrats are unhappy with what's going on at the DHS. The biggest is the ongoing problem with privatizing Medicaid, turning the health care program over to for-profit companies. Providers not getting paid, patients not getting the services they need. That's the most high-profile thing. But that's not the only issue at the DHS. There have been some particularly horrible teen deaths, foster kids who were later abused, later adopted and then abused. And Democrats, you know, they point to budget cuts and cutting staff at the DHS as a contributing factor. And then on top of that, Director Foxhoven went before a budget committee earlier this year. He said his agency could absorb more cuts this year without a problem. And that really riled up his critics. They said he should have been pushing back and asking for more money.
So is there a real potential that he will not be confirmed? I mean, has he shown any willingness to meet expectations Democrats have of him?
Well, the Democrats say they haven't taken a vote in their caucus yet. Foxhoven will need 5 of the Democrats' 19 votes in order to be confirmed. That, of course, means that 14 would have to vote against him to bring him down. So the Democrats would have to be pretty united to do that. In the meantime, I'm told that Foxhoven is talking with senators. I'm told the Democratic minority leader has talked with the governor about it. And the Democrats say they're looking for specific changes in Medicaid. They want it from promises from Director Foxhoven and the governor. You know, they point out that the governor in her condition of the state speech promised to make things right with Medicaid. Democrats want specifics on that. And they have until April 15th to decide on the confirmation.
Finally, I want to talk about something the governor did last week. Governor Kim Reynolds announced on an evening in her hometown that she's running for governor. I don't think anybody questioned this. What was the thinking here, Joyce?
Well, the campaign obviously judged it to be a good time to officially launch her reelection effort. It's, as you say, it's not a surprise. She does face a primary challenge in June, so it's not exactly too early. But it wasn't very much an outside the capital city announcement tour. It ended up in Des Moines, but it started in Osceola, went to a lot of small towns. And the announcement speech was kind of a legislature-free zone. There wasn't any talk of budget cuts or problems with Medicaid. The timing for this was good for her to talk about the Best State Award from U.S. News & World Report that came out recently. And she made the most of that in her announcement speech.